WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
In this episode of WeatherBrains 101, we're going to continue a four-part series looking into the operations of aircraft used by NOAA to study and observe tropical weather systems. Cutting through the eye wall of a hurricane, buffeted by wind, blinding rain, and violent updrafts and downdrafts, before entering the relative calm of the storm's eye, NOAA's two Lockheed WP-3D Orion four-engine turboprop aircraft, affectionately named Kermit and Miss Piggy, probe wind and pressure changes, repeating the often grueling experience again and again during the course of an 8 to 10-hour mission. Scientists aboard the aircraft deploy global positioning system drop wind sondes as the P3 flies through a storm. These instruments continuously transmit measurements of pressure, humidity, temperature, and wind direction and speed as they fall toward the sea, providing a detailed look at the structure of the storm and its intensity. In the tail of a P3, a Doppler weather radar system, along with lower fuselage radar systems, scan the storm vertically and horizontally, giving scientists and forecasters a real-time look at the storm. The P3s can also deploy probes called bathymographs that measure the temperature of the sea. Storm surge forecasts have benefited from the addition of NOAA-developed stepped frequency microwave radiometers, or SFMRs, to NOAA's P3s. SFMRs measure over ocean, wind speed, and rain rate in hurricanes and tropical storms, key indicators of potentially deadly storm surges. Surge is a major cause of hurricane-related deaths. In addition to conducting research to help scientists better understand hurricanes and other kinds of tropical cyclones, NOAA's P3s participate in storm reconnaissance missions when asked to do so by the NOAA National Weather Service's Hurricane Center. The purpose of these missions is primarily to locate the center of the storm and measure central pressure and surface winds around the eye. NOAA P3s also participate in a wide variety of national and international meteorological and oceanographic research programs. Recently, these aircraft have been used in major studies on storms approaching the continents of Europe and North America to improve forecasts and study the effects of El Niño, atmospheric gases and aerosols over the North Atlantic, large-scale convective storm complexes in the Midwest, and winter storms battering the U.S. Pacific coastal states. In our next episode, flying around the storm with a Gulfstream 4.